Hello, and welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I am a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is 7 tips for communicating that will increase the connection in your marriage. Before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a free, private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Just search The Happy Wives Community in the Facebook search bar, or head on over to my website, www.tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. Visit my website to download it. Okay, so let's dive in. Today we're talking about increasing the connection in your marriage, and we're going to talk about that specifically through the ways that women communicate with their husbands. One thing that I have learned since my husband and I went through our marriage crisis and rebuilt our marriage is that many of us women are unknowingly sabotaging the connection with our husbands in the ways that we do and do not communicate with them. The reason is mainly the fundamental difference between how men and women communicate their love. We tend to communicate love in the way that we like to receive it, because it's comfortable and it's what we know. But if we want to increase the connection in our marriage, we need to learn how to reach our husbands. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I want to teach you 7 tips for communicating in your marriage so you won't be unknowingly sabotaging your connection with your husband. All right, so let's dive in. The first tip is to communicate with respect. I bet you think you are communicating with respect, but chances are you are not and you don't realize it. Many partners feel disconnected from each other because of this very problem. The male need for respect is so strong that according to author and researcher Shanti Feldhahn, 3/4 of men would rather feel unloved than disrespected. Think about that. That is a huge number. 75% of men would rather feel unloved than disrespected. This is not a statistic that we should ignore. So if we want to love our husband in a way that he needs to be loved, then what we need to do is ensure that we are communicating respect most of all. This means that instead of hearing, "I love you," our husbands might want to hear something more like, "Wow, I really respect you for that," or "I admire you," or "I admire how you handled that," or "I appreciate you." I would encourage you to take a look at the words that you use when you speak to your husband and see if you can add in some of these on a daily basis. I've worked on trying to maybe say a few less "I love yous" and adding in some more of these. The "I love yous" come really easy to me, but trying to say, "Wow, I admire you for that," or "I respect you for that," doesn't quite come as naturally. So just trying to add some of those in, you'll really perk up his ears, and that will help him feel connected and know that you really think highly of him. That's important to him. Okay, tip number 2, communicate your faith in him. One of the best things a wife can do to foster connection in her marriage is to communicate to her husband that she has faith in him. And honestly, this might mean communicating less. Many of us wives are constantly telling our husbands what they should do and trying to help them, trying to offer advice, you know, what they should wear or how they should drive, what they should eat, how to load the dishwasher. But what we don't realize is that men need to figure things out for themselves. It makes them feel like they've conquered something. It makes them feel affirmed as a man. And this is how they prefer to live. So for an example, I used to have a lot more to say when driving in the car, going somewhere with my husband, maybe telling him which way is the fastest way, which way is the best way, which way he should go, where to park, which parking spot to take. I didn't realize I was doing anything wrong. I thought I was being helpful. But now that I've learned the importance of communicating my faith in my husband, I know better. So now when we're driving in the car, I don't really say anything at all about how he should drive. If he asks for my help or opinion, well, then I could be free to give it to him. But otherwise, I just trust him to get us there the best way he knows how. And you know what? I love it better. I love it better than trying to be in control of everything and telling him, you know, where to drive. It's just so much more peaceful, and I can relax while he does the hard work. So this is good for him because he doesn't feel me coming in and nagging him and micromanaging him. And that makes him feel good, and he sees that I trust him. And so that helps foster the connection in our relationship. So this tip is where saying less might be worth a little more. So give it a try for a week in your marriage and see what happens if, as you communicate your faith in your husband, and try not to maybe communicate as many commands and demands, and see how that works for you. Okay, tip three, communicate your admiration. According to Shanti Feldhahn's research, the deepest worry inside every man is, do I measure up? Am I any good at what I do? It turns out our husbands are far more soft and vulnerable than we realize. And we have a lot of power over how they feel about whether or not they measure up. So when we communicate our admiration, we build them up and we make them feel like they are good enough, like we're proud of them. And this helps keep our connection way open. So we can improve that connection if we communicate to our husband the qualities that he has that we admire in him from time to time. So is he a great dad? Is he super smart? Is he patient, kind, generous? Is he a hard worker? Make a list of his positive characteristics and use it to compliment him once in a while. Your words will speak volumes to build him up and make him feel so good about himself and connected to you. Moving right along, tip number four, communicate your gratitude. Now, this is because admiration and gratitude are different. Admiration talks about who your husband is, his characteristics, but gratitude talks about what he does. Both of these are really important. And again, I'm referencing author Shanti Feldhahn. Her book is called For Women Only. Definitely would recommend it. In that book, she tells us that 72% of all men say hearing thank you deeply pleases them. Isn't that amazing? 72% say it deeply pleases them. So that's really important. But here's what else Shanti tells us. Only 1 in 4 men feels actively appreciated by his family. So the message here is that we need to do a more consistent job of expressing gratitude to our husbands. So those are easy, right? Some examples are, thank you for taking out the trash. You're such a great dad. I love how you handled that meltdown. Thank you for doing that driving for me. Even the things that you expect for him to do, you'll see it will go a very long way in having an open connection with him if you are thanking him daily for the things that he does for you and your family. It's a great way to keep that connection going. Okay, number five, communicate desires, not complaints. This is a great tip. Often, when a woman wants her husband to do something, she complains about it or phrases it as something that she does not want. So for example, if a woman is trying to get everyone ready to leave the house for a party, so she might say, hurry up, I don't want to be late. She's just being practical and saying what she, you know, that's hurry up side, I don't want to be late. But this actually, from a man's perspective, is seen as a command, a demand, or a complaint. And he might respond negatively to that. He might get defensive, or even some husbands have been known to slow down on purpose because it just, they don't want to be controlled and told how to be. It's very off-putting to a husband, and that will close his connection to you. If instead the wife said, I would love to make it to the party on time, her husband would see this as an opportunity to make her happy. Do you see the difference? The first way, by saying, hurry up, I don't want to be late, it's negative and it states a complaint or a demand. But if we're just to say, I would really love to get to the party on time, it's much more positive and it's expressing what we do want. That positivity is so important. So the secret to expressing our needs is telling our husband what we do want, not what we don't want. So you could phrase it as, I would really love, you know, I would love to get to the party on time. Or if you need maybe some help from him on something, you could say, I would really appreciate it, you know, if this was done. So it's just kind of changing your words up a little bit to make it more inviting and to make it that so that you are expressing what your authentic desire is. I don't know about you, but I definitely more often am caught up in the negative of saying what I don't want. And that doesn't really make our husband want to help us because it makes them feel like we're beating them down. And so you want to give your husband a chance to make you happy, and then you will both feel more connected to each other. So try that one. Try phrasing what you want in a positive way. Okay, tip number 6, communicate side by side. So here is a fact that is not well known by most wives. Men communicate better shoulder to shoulder instead of face to face. Researchers have found that men find face to face communication with their wives intense and overwhelming. So not every man, but this is like the majority of men, feel this way. And during difficult conversations, a lot of men almost shut down. It's too intense, it's too difficult, it's too hard. They don't deal well with emotions anyway. And when you're looking at him and they can see disappointment in your eyes or sadness or disgust, when they receive all of those visual cues in addition to the words that are coming out of your mouth, it's very difficult for them. So the tip here would be to try to talk to your husband while doing an activity. So I suggest most of the time to my clients, like maybe going to take a walk or something. So where you're side by side, you will notice that he will be able to open up to you much more easily walking next to you than sitting right in front of you. You'll both feel more connected if you do it this way. And also when you're talking about, say, a date night, a lot of us go out to dinner for a date night. And so that's wonderful. It's a wonderful thing, but it might not make your husband feel as connected to you because he thrives on activity and doing things side by side. So by all means, go out to dinner, but could you incorporate something else that would be more of an activity that your husband would like bowling or something like that, or darts or putting a puzzle together? You know, is there something that you can do that's an activity where he doesn't have to necessarily be looking right in your eyes, and he will feel much more bonding going on between you and much more connected? So I would love to hear, if you try that tip, how that works for you. Okay, my last tip for today, tip 7. Consider not communicating when you are angry. I know, popular culture says don't go to bed mad, and we think the Bible tells us don't go to bed mad, but I'm not sure it really does. Let's look at Psalm 4:4. It says, don't sin by letting anger gain control over you. Think about it overnight and remain silent. Did you know that was in there? I didn't. It makes so much sense because sometimes things seem so much worse at night when we're tired. We say things that we will later regret and we cannot take back. If we're in the heat of an argument and both of us are losing control and we're just getting out of hand, nothing good is going to come from that. If we could call a truce for the night, get some sleep, we will refresh our mind and calm our heart. That way we'll have more clarity in the morning, and this will make it easier to reconnect with our spouse. Sometimes the next morning you might say, you know what, that was really stupid. I was just really tired. I'm so sorry. And sometimes you might say, let's pick this up again at another time and continue to talk it through. But either way, you've gained some clarity and some calmness, which will help you maintain that connection with your husband. Okay, so that was 7 tips for having a stronger connection with your husband through your communications. I'm sharing this with you today because I want to help you keep that connection strong, and I want you to be in the know so that you're not unknowingly sabotaging the connection in your marriage. If you'll start practicing these tips, you're gonna notice a shift in your husband's demeanor, and it's really going to lift him up. I challenge you to start by picking just one of these 7 tips to start working on in your marriage. Commit to one a week, maybe, and work on it, and just see how your husband responds. All right, thank you so much for listening in. Please let me know if you have any specific questions. Remember, I have that free marriage makeover guide on my website to help you fix any challenges in your marriage. It's tinaheisman.com. Don't forget, join us in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. And of course, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching for women only. So stop by my website or email me to learn more. Thank you. I'll see you next week.